This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In what may be one of the most symbolic moves around the midterms, Elon Musk is laying off thousands at Twitter. I feel sorry for some of the good people who work at Twitter, those who understood their roles and performed without malice, without political bias or anything. They just understand that their job is their job. It's like people at Frito-Lay saying, you know what, I don't want to sell my potato chips to conservatives. You just go there, you do your job. You can't spike a certain set of chips because you know they're going to go to the Jackson household. You just go do your dang job. But they don't do that in social media. They bring their political ideology. They think they're in control of things, and that's a real problem for me. So I feel sorry for them. But they should have been the whistleblowers at their company. I liken some of their silence to waitstaff knowing that a chef is poisoning the food of conservatives. I mean, how long would you allow that to go on? I wouldn't do it. Anyway, again, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the reason why I say this Twitter thing is a little bigger than we may imagine in terms of the midterms is it's sort of this symbolic takeover of leftism is what Elon Musk has executed. Before the the whole election system was blown up, it was dominated by the left. It was dominated by Twitter and Facebook and others. And now we have a new champion. And I don't know what Musk is going to do. People don't like the people that he's picking for free speech. Here's what I'll tell you. Musk will pick who he picks. If he doesn't like what they're doing, he'll fire them too. Twitter has now become a free speech platform. No, they won't let hate go on there. But the definition of that has changed dramatically from what it was. And even when Jack Dorsey was there and he left, he already saw the writing on the wall. He said, hey, look, this is not the way this is supposed to go. But let's go back to this symbolism. So Twitter gets taken over by a guy who's not a fire-breathing conservative. He's a right-leaning moderate or maybe just a flat-out moderate. It says it needs to be fair. That's a huge step in our direction. But letting go of thousands of people, what he's saying is I'm purging America, in his case Twitter, I'm purging them of these people who have a biased view, who want to look at other people as enemies. See, I don't see the left as enemies per se. I see them as demented. Their ideas are wrong, but I don't want to stop their ideas. I'm willing to hold to have a discussion about their ideas. They don't want to do that with us. They see us as the enemy, and they want to shut us down at all costs. That's the difference. Now, it's a nuance, but it is a very big difference. It's a very big nuance. I'll ask you this. Are you afraid to hear out somebody who has a differing view than you? I'll really answer that for you. Of course you don't. Look at the left. Try to have a decent conversation. They're dogmatic in their ignorance. And here's what's interesting. Get them aside, get them by themselves where they can't have a bunch of people going, yeah, you go, girl. And you know what they do? They either shut down or they go, well, yeah, I guess you're right about that. Look at some of these ad hoc interviews people do on the street when they're talking to people about, you know, capitalists should be paying, man. They should be paying more of these big companies. And then somebody goes, well, okay, what if you ran a company and you did this? Have you looked at this from a comment? Oh, hadn't thought about it. Twitter will be laying off staff members, they said in an email that was obtained by NBC News. In the email that was sent last week, Twitter said it would notify staffers by email about their employment, and he said this, we recognize that this will impact a number of individuals who have made valuable contributions to Twitter, but this action is unfortunately necessary to ensure the company's success moving forward. Get this, 7,500 people on their payroll. You figure these people make a minimum of $100,000 a year on average. They're in Silicon Valley. So start putting zeros on there. Think about the cost to operate Twitter. 7,500 people with an average payroll of $100,000. Take it down to 50,000. It's billions of dollars a year to operate that company. Elon Musk is going to change it. He's going to change it dramatically. He immediately dismissed, we talked about this the other day, Parag Agrawal, as well as he was the CEO of Twitter, as well as the CFO, and its head of legal, public policy, trust, and safety. Excellent moves. And then, of course, everybody, oh, well, so-and-so, Pfizer's taking their advertising off of Twitter. Anybody shocked by this? The Gestapo, who wouldn't let anybody talk about vaccine and effectiveness and so on and so forth. And I played a clip the last hour talking about a guy at the European EU who said, or EU, European Union Parliament, and he was saying not only were these vaccines, they weren't effective at all, they told us they weren't going to be. They said, no, it's not going to stop the transmission. It's not going to stop you from getting it. And, oh, we're going to hide the side effects. So are you shocked that Pfizer doesn't now have a bully pulpit for somebody that just says, say whatever you want? There will be no dissension of what you say on this platform. And they remove their ass. I'm shocked. Anybody think Elon Musk isn't going to find somebody willing to fulfill those ads? $44 billion is what he paid for this. First email, first communication that they had received from Twitter since Elon Musk's acquisition of the company on October the 27th. And one of the person said this, it's total chaos, house melting down, everyone looking towards this email. They're going to get their notices either through the company's email account if they still have jobs or other personal email accounts if their employment is impacted. They want to put Twitter on what they called a healthy path. Well, you know what? The midterms, we want to put Twitter and we want to put America on a healthy path. And a lot of people are going to get their notices. They may get it over the television. They may get it over some other form of social media. But there are lots of politicians that are going to get their notices. There are lots of big-mouth leftists that are going to get their notices. There are lots of Holly weirdos and other leftist entertainers that are going to get their messages. There are a lot of academics that are going to get their messages. There are a lot of woke other leftists that are going to get their email notification. You've been fired. We got more when we get back, folks. Thanks for sticking around. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Midterms are coming up tomorrow. Democrats are going to get their notices. You've been fired. Many of them. Woke is going to get a notice. You've been fired. Leftism in general is going to get a notice. You've been fired. Soft on crime. You've been fired. Open borders. You've been fired. Climate farce. You've been fired. Vaccine nonsense. You've been fired. We're going to fire everybody. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm sick of this world that leftists have created. A world that I mentioned earlier where we are debating things as stupid as pronouns. Pronouns. We're debating nonsense like intersectionality. Who's a more valuable citizen? I don't know how you feel. I feel pretty valuable as a citizen. I don't know that I think there's anybody better or anybody worse. We have our value, what we bring to the world. And you know what we should all be looking to do is to bring that out in each other. But Democrats don't. Democrats look for your weakness and they look to exploit it. They take your passivity for weakness. Your silence is weakness. Well, anyway, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I was looking at the landscape of who can move the needle. And right now, the only person out there really stumping for the Democrats is Barack Obama. Their black relic. And that's what he is. He's a relic. They want you to believe that he could go out there and he could get people fired up. They won't show you the audience sizes. Have an Obama event and tell me how many people show up. Google it. I Googled it. You want to know what comes up? Nothing. Google it. Go, how many people show up to Obama, to see Obama 2022? You can't find the numbers. Here's one article. Obama arrived with the goal of using his star power within the party, mainly among young and black voters, to motivate Georgians to turn out and keep the state blue. After it voted to elect Joe Biden and two Democratic senators in the 2020 cheat elections. I'm here to ask you to vote, he told a cheering audience. Now wait. See, right there, they had a chance to tell you how many people. A cheering audience of thousands? A cheering audience of dozens, hundreds, millions? You want to know why they won't give you a number? Because Barack Obama can't draw more than 400 people to any event. That's their secret weapon. They want people to believe, oh, we pulled out the gun. Y'all made us upset and look at what we did. We put out the best guy we got. This guy can't get hundreds. He gets a few hundred. That's it. He doesn't get thousands. Pull any story. I read many of them. No numbers. I looked for pictures. Show me the audience. By the way, in the 2020 presidential election, when Barack Obama was running around stumping for Biden in the cheat, you want to know the largest audience he drew? You ready? 450 people. Florida International University. That's it. He was at a university. The heart of leftism, 450 people, that's it. The man's endorsement means nothing. His draw is nothing. They want you to believe he's some kind of superstar. Don't believe the hype. See, we got our superstars. Donald Trump makes endorsements, people win. That's simple. He can put his hand on the scale, and there you go. You're in the stratosphere. Tulsi Gabbard left the Democratic Party. Do you know what this woman is doing? She is going around endorsing Republicans. Tulsi Gabbard has more ability to influence an election and the voters than Barack Obama and all the other Democrats combined. Tulsi Gabbard. The woman who decided, you know what? I'm done with the Democratic Party. They write this. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis endorsed New Hampshire GOP senatorial candidate General Don Bolduc, who is in a neck-and-neck battle with incumbent Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan. Bolduc became the youngest police officer in New Hampshire's history at the age of 18. Later, serving 33 years in the United States Army, as his campaign website noted. In his career, he led one of the first groups into Afghanistan while riding on horseback and led the 3rd Special Forces Group in Operation Medusa. They made a movie about them. I think it's called 12 Strong. As well as winning 5 Bronze Star medals and 2 Purple Hearts. The U.S. Senate doesn't need any more Biden yes men, DeSantis tweeted. At General Don Bolduc will be a senator New Hampshire can count on to fight reckless spending and work to get costs under control. He will do the best for the people of his state. I'll ask you this. whose endorsement do you think the Democrats want? Whose endorsement will move the needle? Do you think any Democrats want the endorsement of Joe Biden? Do you think any Democrats want the endorsement of Kamala Harris, the top two people in their party? Show me, outside of Fetterman, show me somebody asking Joe Biden to come in. You know why Fetterman did it? Because he's brain damaged. Show me. How many Democrats can make endorsements that matter? If you got one in mind, I'm waiting. Do, 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 do. Right. Exactly. No answer. Nobody cares about them. The people who are running right now are struggling for the Democrats. People that thought they had their races locked in. Mark Kelly spent $80 million during the primary, and he didn't have an opponent. You know what he did? He ran ads talking about how great of a guy he is. Oh, man, I'm a Marquette. I'm for the people. Senator of Arizona, I'm for the people. Yeah, I tell you what, they come down here and want to tell us about our border. We tell them, go home. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, and you know what we did? We undid every dollar of that $80 million that he ran about him being such a good guy. And what are these, all these people coming out here telling us what to do for our border? We know what to do. And then DeSantis said, yeah, we do know what to do. Let's ship some immigrants, some illegals up to Martha's Vineyard and show you how these leftists behave and how they react. Crushed them. Snapped their little necks. Metaphorically, of course. So, who do the Democrats have that can endorse? If Barack Obama's your secret weapon, good luck with that. Nobody cares about baby black Jesus anymore. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. A respiratory virus called RSV is overwhelming children's hospitals across the country. For young kids, the symptoms of RSV are worse than COVID. The CDC says an estimated 100 to 500 children die from complications every year. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Big news happened on Friday, folks, and it only goes to prove that the Democrats are doomed in the midterms. And unless there is massive cheating, again, Democrats stand little chance of retaining the Senate and will certainly lose the House. They are probably going to lose quite a few governorships, etc. While Democrats pretend that Americans love their policies, one understands the real truth when you understand leftism, which is the lie is the truth. See, when Democrats tell you, oh, people, our stuff resonates with American people, they're lying. What they're telling you is our stuff doesn't resonate. We will do everything we can to make you believe it. We will use the media. We will use the Department of Justice. We will use whatever it takes to beat you into submission. That's the way it goes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Bringing you the truth, even when it hurts. Some of the things I'm going to tell you right now is great news that I'm about to deliver. Sadly, it's not all great news. Anyway, Americans detest leftism, folks, in all its forms. We do. We detest the policies that sent inflation soaring. And this is the very reason that Americans are rethinking their votes. And hallelujah, thank God for Joe Biden and this big cheat that these Democrats did, because they've done it twice now. They put in a completely unqualified bonehead baby black Jesus to run this country for 8 years. I almost said 12. For 8 years. And what did it get us? It got us double the national debt. We are now headed into the $30 trillion range for the national debt. And Barack Obama ushered it in. And they, oh, his economy was so good. Who couldn't make an economy good with doubling the debt? That would be like me coming into your household and saying, hey, listen, I'm going to make some counterfeit checks. And you're going to think that I just saved your family. Yeah, as long as I get to spend crazy money, I can look like a hero anywhere. So anyway, we ushered in this knucklehead with leftism. And then they cheated in Joe Biden. By the way, Barack Obama illustrated everything wrong with leftism, style over substance. Did nothing. They credit this man for all kinds of stuff. As I say, they always make it look so much better than what it is. And you know what they did? They bought their way to, and I'm using my finger quotes, prosperity. We bought our way into debt big time. That's what we did. And they want to glorify.
Oh, he was so good, Barack Obama. Obamacare.
Have you used it? Have you used Obamacare? Do you have it? Ask the people using it. Let me ask you, if health care is so wonderful, why don't you hear people going, oh, my God, COVID hit, and I went to the hospital, and it was like, oh, there were unicorns coming out of my buttocks, covered in rainbows, said nobody. Your health care is no better. It's not like you have any more access. And let me tell you what it is on my end. I got a big fat debt. I wrote a check to the government for thousands of dollars. That's what I did. That's what you did. We detest leftism. We detest these gas prices. We detest these food prices. We detest these heating prices. I live in Arizona. I'm not too worried about heating. My bill is going to go down. Thankfully. But let me tell you, in the Northeast, these people are about to get a rude awakening. Come on, New York and Philly and Cleveland and all that. Ooh, 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 I'm happy for you. We can't stand leftism. We can't stand the wokeism. We can't stand the high levels of crime. We can't stand the societal degradation that leftism causes. And here's the thing. All Republicans need to do is let Democrats be Democrats. Just stay out of their way. Don't get crazy. You don't have to get, ooh, well, Kevin, let's do. Look, let me say this. I'm going to say this to Republicans. You do have some things to do. But all you really have to do is go in and clean up a little bit after the Democrats. Because, man, they're dropping turds all over every city in America. Go in there and remind people of how safe it used to be. Go in there and tell people about how the food prices were before Biden. Go in there and talk to owners, retailers, and say, hey, listen, here's the way. Did you used to have to protect your store the way you do now, have the added security and all this stuff? And oh, by the way, how are Democrats doing in helping you with this massive theft that's occurring in all your retail outlets? Tulsi Gabbard read the tea leaves. She not only defected from the Democrats, but in a typical new religion fashion. You know what I'm saying when I say new religion? People that find Jesus, find God, and then everything they do is, like, I got to say, the Lord, and the Lord, and the Lord, and the Lord, and they just Lordy, Lordy, Lordy to death. Because they want you to know they're exuberant, they're happy. You know, there's this newfound zip in their step because they found something bigger than themselves, but they can't just let you be. You know, they got to. Well, that's Tulsi Gabbard. She's a new religion. She now evangelizes conservatism. Tulsi Gabbard endorsed Republican candidates. And don't act like, oh, well, Kevin, that's not a big deal. I mean, nobody's really paying attention, and it's Tulsi Gabbard. Yes, they are. For the Democrats, you had a presidential candidate who's a Pacific Islander. This is not a white woman who is being whipped into shape by some Republican man. No, this is Tulsi Gabbard, strong Pacific Islander woman, a woman of color, okay? Who ran as a presidential candidate with the Democrats. She got more support than the vice president, this fraudulent vice president, Kamala Harris. Tulsi Gabbard was able to get more votes than her. And she has said, you know what? I've been on that other side. It's evil. And she even talks about the rights of a baby. I mean, holy cow. I talked about Tulsi Gabbard in a lot of depth not long ago because I was telling people at the time she was running, Melissa said, Tulsi Gabbard is, she's the one to watch. And of course, she dropped out and went away for a while. But now, guess who's back on the scene? And if you think she's done, folks, that lady's not done. She's no Carrie Lake, but she's up there. And she's making endorsements for Republicans. And people are paying attention. It's not Trump endorsements, but it's endorsements.
So as we creep up on these midterms, I'm just reminding you, Donald Trump candidate's doing well. And you know what? The Democrats hate it, but so does Mitch McConnell. I want you to understand, these people are not getting the support of the Republicans. Mitch McConnell is very hesitant to support anybody that's got Trump's fingerprints on it. You want to know why? Because he doesn't want people to know just how strong that endorsement is. Now, I'm a little bit off, off key here, but off topic, off key. I'm not off key. I'm in the right key. But I'm a little bit off topic because I talked about these endorsements earlier. But I want you to understand how powerful this is. It's bigger than just Tulsi Gabbard made an endorsement. No, look at who she is. She seems little, but now she looms big. So she endorsed these people. And then we get this. I talked about Republican endorsements a minute ago because I was talking about DeSantis and those guys. But look at where we are now. We have a guy by the name of Kwanzaa Hall. Not exactly the name of someone who you would think would support a Republican, right? Kwanzaa Hall. Okay, what comes to mind if I tell you, hey, I'm going to introduce you to Kwanzaa Hall? You already know he's a Negro, right? Come on. Come on now, white people. Y'all can say it. You know he's black, right? Kwanzaa Hall. And you know he's probably somewhat militant, given that he's named himself after a fake holiday that's supposed to happen during the Christmas time, and a holiday started by a convict, I think, who killed his wife or something. Kwanzaa Hall. Who is Kwanzaa Hall? I'm about to tell you who Kwanzaa Hall is. Kwanzaa Hall, former Atlanta City Council member, who filled the remaining term of the now deceased Congressman John Lewis, you know, the civil rights icon, who started out very good, you know, definitely in the interest of black folks when John Lewis was getting his butt beat on the bus, you know, through Selma, Alabama, or wherever he was, right? He later became a turncoat and a bit of a sellout. Member of the Congressional Black Circus that no longer cared about black people. But Kwanzaa Hall replaced him in that temporary term. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his endorsement of Republicans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
DeSantis supposedly met with Paul Ryan, who's the biggest rhino on the planet. I'm so glad we did not do anything with that guy. Remember when, I think it was Romney that chose him, right, as a VP candidate? Two freaking rhinos. Man, that would have been a disaster for America and a disaster for the conservative movement. It's just another leftist ploy, folks, to try to separate Republicans. And if I was DeSantis, I would meet with him. I'd say, yeah, tell me what you want to say. It's always good to hear the opposition out. So, let's hear it.
oh, we hate Trump, and we hate Trump, and Trump jumped around everybody, and we hate Trump, we hate Trump. Okay. I think DeSantis is smart enough to realize how strong the Trump contingent of the Republican Party is. You cannot win without them. It's just a fact. But let's get back to the bigger news of just how divided the Democrats are, right? Because that's what I've been talking about for the last segment in this segment. John Lewis may be rolling over in his grave with the latest news that the guy who replaced him is endorsed Republicans. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yep. Hall, Kwanzaa Hall, instead of supporting his Democrats in the Georgia gubernatorial and lieutenant governor race, has decided to endorse Republicans. And let me just say this, folks. It may seem like an outlier, like we're talking about the Tulsi Gabbards and the Kwanzaa Halls. No. Millions of Democrats have defected. And why not? Why would you stay with a party that supports a crackhead Hunter Biden, knowing that this man is guilty, and you have to rationalize this? You have to go to bed at night and say, no, it was okay. Everything he did was up on the up and up. No, his daddy wasn't involved. His daddy's not the big guy. And then, when you're not thinking about that kind of nonsense, you got to be thinking about inflation, the high cost of your food, the fact that your rent is through the roof, that you can't heat or cool your home without passing a kidney stone. You got to think about your health care and the fact that the Democrats have saddled you with somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000 on average of new health care. Forget what the pharmaceutical industry is doing in terms of pumping people full of drugs that they don't need and getting, take one drug and then, well, now you got to take two more to counteract the side effects of the first one. I hate to laugh, but it's so true. God, why would you ever start taking a pharmaceutical? One begat another one, and pretty soon you look like my great grandfather's medical chest. You know, I got to take this one for my arthritis. I got to take this one for my rheumatism. Got to take this one. For... I mean, it's like a sea of stuff to take. It's a multi-trillion-dollar industry that is feeding itself. Think about, I'm not trying to get all sinister on you. I'm going to get back to this whole Georgia defection thing. But if I had the ability to manipulate your DNA and I could create one thing that creates another one, do you think I'm not going to do that if I'm some evil genius and keep you on my drugs? Of course I would. Anyway, we had lockdowns, we had Wu flu nonsense. Even Democrats know their policies suck, and they double down. I'm talking about sitting Hochul, which is that her name? Hochul out of New York? She says, I'd lock you down again. Joe Biden would lock you down again. He'd use that little leprechaun Fauci the fraud to do it. Where is he, by the way? And I asked this question earlier. Where's the new variants? We're in the middle of winter. Aren't we all supposed to die? Anyway, back to Kwanzaa Hall. He surprised a lot of political pundits when he endorsed the incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. This was last week on Friday. But he went further. It's a, feel like it's a ShamWow commercial. But wait! He endorsed Republican Burt Jones in the lieutenant governor's race. Now, one endorsement, and maybe you think that Hall pulled a Biden, you know, he just had a brain fart. But the endorsement of two Republicans in statewide races, the two highest ranking people in your state, and I smell a defection. So people were asking, is it payback? And here's why. Kwanzaa Hall was the top vote getter in the first round of the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor. And in the runoff that followed, the current Democratic gubernatorial candidate, the one crazy Stacey Abrams, endorsed Hall's challenger, a guy by the name of Charlie Bailey, who's now running on the Democratic ticket as a lieutenant governor for Georgia. So while these endorsements could represent political payback because Abrams endorsed Charlie Bailey and Hall is saying, you know what, if you're going to endorse my opponent, I'm going to go and do the Republican thing. I don't buy it. Because, see, the world of leftism doesn't leave you any wiggle room for defection. Democrats don't allow dissension at any level, and particularly at a statewide level. I mean, if you want to not endorse your city councilman or something, I mean, they're still going to come down on you, but they won't come down on you like they would if you defect at that level, at the state level. Thus, Hall's endorsement of not one, folks, but two Republicans for the highest statewide offices resonates within the Democratic Party for sure, and it certainly resonates with me, because for me, it is a signal that the black vote is up for grabs. Did I mention that Kwanzaa Hall was black? I don't know if I said that. I don't know if you white folks would realize that. That Hall guy, Kwanzaa, what nationality do you think he is, Ted?
Said no white person ever.
Hey, so let's look at the numbers. In the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor that happened last May, there were 9 candidates. They spent some money. So Hall received roughly 30% of the vote in that primary. And in the same race, Charlie Bailey got 18% of the vote. So Hall practically doubled Bailey. But in the runoff, Stacey Abrams endorsed Bailey, which catapulted him to what ended up being an easy victory. So Hall was like, Anyway, here's what he commented on his endorsement of Jones, the Republican, over his fellow Democrat. He said, because of his proven track record of delivering results, I'm voting for Jones over Charlie Bailey. And he praised Kemp for ensuring that his door has always been open to those who have Georgia's best interests at heart, regardless of politics. In other words, Kemp is a rhino. And he is. He is. He's a rhino. Hall touted Jones's plan to, quote, invest in our communities, lower cost, improve our K-12 education system, and reduce crime. Jones, a state legislator with a conservative voting record, has tried to broaden his appeal after winning the GOP nod, with Donald Trump's blessing. I'll get this out. Jones said he will work well with Hall and others in a bipartisan way to create more opportunities for hardworking Georgians, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what Hall is doing. He's saying, look, I think you guys are going to win. I'm going to throw my support to you, and I'm going to maintain my political clout. Now, here's what I want you to note. Jones, the Republican, is a Trump-endorsed candidate, which makes Hall's endorsement even more potent to the Democrats. Hall said this of Kemp. While we don't agree on every issue, it's abundantly clear that Brian Kemp is a man of character. Blah, 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 right? So they're going to work together. But Democrats know, folks, the ramifications of this endorsement. What if this happens elsewhere? Maybe not in this election cycle, but in the cycles that follow. Will they punish Hall for his insolence and show their true colors in the treatment of blacks and defectors? Or will they have to take this kick in the crotch and do nothing? They got a lot to consider. Big deal. On the Republican side, we know Kemp cut a deal. Kemp's not a MAGA Republican, more McCain-esque in his approach. So for now, we just have to accept the lesser of two evils.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're listening to